Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 16th chapter, verses 17 through 33. So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me? And again, a little while, and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again, a little while, and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name. And I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things, and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Dennis Bartels, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, North Miami, Florida.
Let us pray. Lord, be present in our time together, that your name may be glorified, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. In today's reading from John 16, Jesus is teaching his disciples as much as they can bear before the time of his death and resurrection. Jesus said in a little while, meaning soon his crucifixion was going to happen, and he was getting them prepared for what was coming, and they needed to be ready because they had so much to learn. We are much like Jesus' first disciples. Judgment Day is coming closer and closer, and from now until that day, we have much to learn. In Romans 15:4, we read, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scripture, we might have hope." Today, we too are learning from God's Word. And one thing becomes clear, that no matter what happens on this earth or in our lives, we will always have that hope. Our world will always be filled with sin and evil. Everything in this life is tainted by it, and our life is no different. We are not exempt from the events that affect everyone else here. We will have heartache, sorrow, sadness, trials, and troubles, and they'll enter into our busy schedules. But here Jesus gives the disciples training in how to handle such things. He tells them to pray. He tells them that the Heavenly Father hears, and they are to ask, and the Father will answer. He basically is telling them in his betrayal to pray for joy, and in his crucifixion to pray for strength, and in his burial to pray for comfort. And then Jesus uses an earthly example to help understand the divine. He says, "Giving birth for a woman is painful, but the joy of the child turns the pain into joy." Yes, the crucifixion would bring them pain, but the resurrection is going to bring them joy. He's telling them that the answers are coming and reminds them, as he does us, of the power that God gives through prayer. We turn to Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Those who sow in fear will reap with songs of joy. And he who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him." We may sow in sadness and sorrow, but we will harvest divine joy. The disciples, however, kept looking for the answers among themselves, and today we are no different. We have all kinds of experts who offer all kinds of advice, which all fall short of the wisdom and the truth that our gracious God gives to every believer. From time to time, we may wander a bit further away than we ought to from the source of our faith. We may even wonder about God's wisdom in and for our own lives. But God has all of the answers for all of our lives, for all time, right into eternity itself. Jeremiah 15:6 says, "When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty." And whenever we hear God's word or read God's word or study God's word, we grow in our Christian faith. Today we consider the awesomeness of our Heavenly Father who invites us to come to Him in prayer. We can pray to God anywhere and at any time and with any and every kind of request. But there's even more. Ephesians 3:20 and 21 tells us, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever." No matter what happens to us or against our faith walk in this world, we still belong to the Lord God Almighty, the one who has created all things, and today we acknowledge that we are his. It is he who meets our every need, not our every want. And what is that greatest need? From John, 1 John 4:10, it says, "This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." God gives us forgiveness through his son. Such is God's great love for us. It took a little while, but the disciples finally understood the many things Jesus taught them. And on that Sunday of resurrection, the disciples saw Jesus. You and I and every believer still see Jesus today. We see Jesus as he removes our sorrow over sin, and he replaces that sorrow with the joy of salvation. May others see in us Jesus and the great things that he has done for each one of us. In a while, Jesus will show up, so keep the faith. Ask for the Holy Spirit to come and to speak and to guide so that you may glorify Christ in your life. Amen.
We thank Pastor Dennis Bartels from Holy Cross Lutheran Church in North Miami, Florida, for today's meditation on God's Word.